This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said EU foreign ministers have agreed to continue and increase their military support for Ukraine and to study a new package of sanctions targeting Russian individuals and certain sectors of the Russian economy. Borrell announced the agreement late Wednesday after convening a special ministerial meeting in New York. He said the details of the package still need to be determined by EU representatives, but told reporters he is sure there will be unanimous support. Borrell said it was important for the ministers to meet and send a powerful message on the same day that Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the partial mobilization of his country's military reserves. Ukraine announced a high-profile prisoner swap with Russia Thursday. President Volodymyr Zelensky says his government won freedom for 215 Ukrainians and foreign citizens. Many of the prisoners were Ukrainian soldiers who defended a steel plant in the port city of Mariupol during a months-long Russia siege. They were facing the death penalty in Russian-occupied territory. In exchange, Ukraine released pro-Russian opposition leader Viktor Medvedchuk. The 68-year-old oligarch, an ally of Vladimir Putin, escaped from house arrest in Ukraine several days before Russia's invasion in February, but was recaptured in April. He faced up to life in prison on charges of treason and aiding and abetting a terrorist organization for mediating coal purchases for the separatist Donetsk Republic in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, two U.S. military veterans who disappeared while fighting with the Ukrainian forces were among 10 prisoners released by Russian-backed separatists as part of a prisoner exchange mediated by Saudi Arabia. The pair went missing in the Kharkiv region of northeastern Ukraine near the Russian border back in June. The Saudi embassy released a statement saying it helped secure the release of 10 prisoners from Morocco, the U.S., the United Kingdom, Sweden, and Croatia. This is VOA News. An insurance industry group says some vehicles from two brands are being stolen at nearly twice the rate of other vehicles. AP correspondent Donna Warner reports.
The Highway Loss Data Institute, a unit of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, says some older Hyundai and Kia cars and SUVs are missing a key anti-theft device, computer chips for a theft immobilizer system. The thefts apparently started in the Milwaukee area 2 years ago and spread to multiple Midwest cities after instructional videos appeared on social media. The vehicles affected are older models of the Kia Rio and Sportage and the Hyundai Accent. All 2022 Kias do have immobilizers, and Hyundai says all of its models produced after November 1st, 2021 have immobilizers as standard equipment. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. authorities say a Malaysian defense contractor nicknamed Fat Leonard, who carried out one of the largest bribery scandals in U.S. military history, has been arrested in Venezuela. The international manhunt for Leonard Glenn Francis ended with his arrest by Venezuelan authorities Tuesday morning at the Caracas airport as he was about to board an airplane for another country. Francis was under house arrest in San Diego when he cut off his GPS ankle bracelet and escaped on September 4th. Francis pleaded guilty in 2015 to offering prostitution services, luxury hotels, cigars, gourmet meals, and more than $500,000 in bribes to Navy officials and others to help his Singapore-based company. Prosecutors said the company overcharged the Navy by at least $35 million for servicing ships, many of which were routed to ports he controlled in the Pacific. His arrest came on the eve of his scheduled sentencing in a federal court in California for the bribery scheme. And at least one person is dead after a magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck Mexico early Thursday. The quake shook buildings in Mexico City and sent residents scrambling out of their homes. Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum said on Twitter that one woman died in a central neighborhood when she fell down the stairs of her home. Thursday's quake came just 3 days after a magnitude 7.6 earthquake hit western Mexico, damaging hundreds of buildings and killing two people in the Pacific port of Manzanillo. Both quakes were centered in the western state of Michoacán near the Pacific coast. Recapping our top story, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said EU foreign ministers have agreed to continue and increase their military support for Ukraine and to study a new package of sanctions targeting Russian individuals and certain sectors of the Russian economy. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.